There's so much that happened in Paradise that it was very difficult to move past. And even after the show, I think we had a lot of difficult times.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon.
Did that voice sound familiar?
Oh, yes. It's the dulcet tones of Jared Haben, the peak point of the most dramatic love triangle on this season of Bachelor in Paradise.
We've heard from Ashley Iaconetti via FabFitFun Snapchat and Cosmopolitan and so much more. And we've also spoken to Kayla Quinn about her own part in the experience.
And now, finally, Jared speaks.
We got to talk to Jared today about what it was really like to be Jared in Paradise. And he had a lot to say about his friendship with Ashley, his frustrations with the drama during the season, and his relationship with Kayla. There's so much. But first, another interview.
Yeah, we're gonna make you wait. So we recently chatted with two stars of another, sadly now canceled, dating show called Coupled, which we were big fans of. We talked to Ben Rosenfield and Lisa Rotundi, who met on the show, and they actually caused drama by ending their then-show relationships to couple up and stay on in Anguilla together for the rest of the show. And they're still dating. They talked with us about the vagaries of fame and romance, keeping their love aflame after the cameras go away, and what makes for a good reality dating show. Take a listen. Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
It's like Coupled's kind of like the less misogynistic version of The Bachelor.
Yeah, so that's kind of why we're interested in talking about Coupled, sort of as it relates to the Bachelor franchise. But first, we want to hear a little bit from the two of you. Like, why go on a dating show at all?
Why don't you start?
Sure. Well, you know, I've had been dating here in New York City for the past like 4 years, and it was absolutely awful. Ran into a lot of crazy characters, and I don't know. I just thought, why not go on a crazy experience and go to Anguilla for 6 weeks and, you know, just explore what could possibly happen? I was in no way thinking I would actually find someone. I was like, I don't know. Like, that's crazy. Who actually meets someone on a reality TV show? But yeah, it was a beautiful experience, and I'm, of course, so happy that I went.
Yeah.
So, you know, it took them about 6 months because they approached me in June of last year to do the show and to apply and to keep going through. And I didn't never wanted to be on television. I never wanted to be famous, nor did I ever wanted to go to be known as a reality dating show guy, right? So, you know, it actually took some prodding on behalf of a couple friends. And I also have a friend named Yanina that was on a show called Love in the Wild. And she actually won the show. And she met the love of her life. And she was the one who kind of reached out to me and said, Ben, you got to do this. You're a great guy. You're going to, you know, you have this experience. You who knows what's going to happen? And I think the way to get on a reality show, really, is to say no a million times to the producers.
Then they want you more.
Oh, my God. Because that's all I did. And it wasn't until I had to take a trip out to L.A. around January, where I had to come here for work, come to Los Angeles to launch the app superhero.co. And they ended up saying, hey, you know what? We'll cover your cost to fly out here. Come meet with us, do like a test shoot and see what happens, right? And what ended up happening is at the end of the you know, 2 days that I was there, one of the producers put their hand on my shoulder and said, like, Ben, you are made to do this show. All the men are going to want to be you, and all the women are going to be with you.
It's such producer talk.
Wait, but they also, from what Ben told me, they told him it was like The Bachelor, that he was going to be the only guy and have all these girls to choose from. So
right.
Then when
so
he showed up and realized
differently.
Completely. Like, I didn't know that there was multiple guys on the show until I got off the plane in Anguilla.
What?
All I knew is that when I walked onto the plane, I'm looking around, I'm like, oh, that guy's kind of a stud. Oh my God, that guy looks like a single guy in his mid to late 20s that kind of looks like he has it together. Oh, there's all these guys by themselves on the plane. What's going on? And so then as they're like cattling us into or corralling us into the car to like drive away. That's kind of when we realized what the show was about.
Or that I feel like that could have taken a much darker turn, like if it were an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie or something. You're like, oh my God, there are hundreds of us. Hundreds.
Well, you never know. So, but what ended up happening is like we didn't really know the format of the show before. Well, we were told all we knew is that was Mark Burnett. It was going to compete with The Bachelor, and that it was going to be a dating show in some tropical place. That's really the only thing that we knew. And the reason why I did it was because I'm very experiential myself. Like I spent already 2-3 months out of the country this year. You know, I spent a month in Australia, spent a month in New Zealand, and like I like experiences. So, you know, what this is just another thing to kind of put and talk about. And then I thought, well, you know, maybe there was someone as crazy as me that was chosen as well to be my counterpart on the show, right? Because you know the way they cast it. It wasn't different than The Bachelor, different than like even you know, like Bachelor in Paradise, which is essentially The Bachelor. You know, there was a different level of I think human being that was chosen. The stories and the careers and they had, I think that there was just more backstories and mm-hmm. people were less dramatic on as people than they were than what they choose for The Bachelor. And so you got to, I think the best part of the experience for me was actually connecting with the other cast members.
How was it pitched to you, Lisa? Did you know a little bit more information about what you were kind of walking into?
Not really. They really wouldn't give us much of anything. You know, they said there's going to be like 12 to 15 girls, 12 to 15 guys. Everybody's like, you know, they said all the guys are great. They have great careers. They're so handsome. Like, you should see them without their shirts on. My casting agent was like, yeah, my favorite part of my job is like, okay, take your shirt off now. So, yeah, I was really excited. I was like, wow. I mean,
I've never flexed so hard in my life, though.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, it's like we date around New York City, like hoping to find some catch. And it's like, you know, all right, somebody did all the work for us. They handpicked 12 quality guys for us to choose from. So I was like, oh, why not?
Yeah, really. Why not? And you got to like go on a vacation, basically.
Oh, it's amazing.
It looked beautiful.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing to me whenever we talk to people who go on these dating shows. That's always like what the women say is like, dating sucks so much. Why wouldn't I let someone do half the work for me
and just see what happens?
And in a
like, that's how
place.
Much dating yeah. sucks for women. it's so bad.
It really hardly felt like dating. It felt like we were in some sort of sorority fraternity house, all living together and just like having fun together. And you know, it takes the pressure off of dating a lot more because you're just all there, kind of having fun together, hanging out by the pool, going to the beach, and you know, we had our alone time, but a lot of the times we were doing group excursions and all hanging out together. So you kind of get to figure out like, okay, like we can hang out alone. He's cool to hang out with other people too. You know, it's, you know, some people are difficult to hang out with other people and maybe you connect better when you're alone. So it was good to see like how you guys interact when you're alone, when you're together, when you have 12 cameras in your face.
So one thing that came up on the show, especially for you, Ben, is that we see you guys discussing really serious issues that will affect you in your life, like politics and religion, things that maybe don't come up in really explicit terms on shows like The Bachelor. Were you encouraged to have conversations like that, or was it just something that felt really organic for you?
I felt like we weren't as produced as what, you know, Batch in Paradise is, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're, like, kind of pushed into dramatic moments, whereas, like, Alex, when I asked her to come to the villas with us. Thank you. The villas with me. It was like I had only talked to her for about 5 to 7 minutes, and we connected kind of on kind of one main thing that connected us both, which was Louisville, Kentucky. And I really enjoyed it, and I was attracted to her, and I thought, you know, I was ready to go down kind of the route of like figuring out if there was a relationship with her. But she like had it, it was more her that had it in her mind that she wanted to have this conversation of what kind of man fit into her life and her world. And when we had it out on, you know, kind of going back and forth on what our political views or religious views were, it was very natural for her to want to do this. And I, you know, I have a background in, you know, in being political and having these views and understanding the differences between what the two parties mean. Like, I was having kind of a high level conversation with her, or thinking that, like, we can, like, come to certain terms. And then I'm realizing midway through the conversation, she had no idea what she was talking about. That she's getting, like, her, all her views are coming from one source, Fox News. Which is ridiculous.
She gave a lot of shout outs to Fox News.
I know, yeah. Which is insane. And and what was really funny was that I was, you know, my argument with her was supporting kind of the woman's right to choose what to do with her own body. And she was supporting the right of the government because we live in this religious Christian nation. And I just thought that was unacceptable. And so with her kind of pushing to have that conversation, I mean, I think it was for her, I don't think she really wanted to go on, have this experience with me. She kind of wanted to also go through and meet other guys. So I think it was also for her, a way to kind of show the separation between her and I.
Yeah.
But I also, I actually enjoyed seeing that, because to me, it's like, if you go out on a date with anyone that you don't know well, like, politics comes up, religion comes up. Like, I don't know, if I go on a first date and then I figure out that person's supporting Trump, I'm like, you know what, we probably don't have the same worldview and that's fine, but like, we're probably not going to have a romantic connection here.
But it doesn't mean it couldn't work. You know, you just have to kind
of
be
supporting,
able.
Are you telling me, no. If you support Trump
No.
It's not going to work. I promise you that.
Leaving Trump out of this, no. I just mean, like, if you have different political views, there's a way of figuring it out. Like, okay, you feel this way, I feel this way, but we can both respect how each other feel about it. And, you know, it doesn't really have to be that much of, I don't know, it just, for me, I don't really care if you think something differently than I do. I can still respect that you feel that way and know that I feel differently about it.
Oh,
you
totally.
Know?
I think it totally depends on what the issue is and who the two people are. But I do think that on The Bachelor, we see this sort of false world created where, like, those things are irrelevant to a longer partnership. So I just enjoyed seeing that exchange, because I thought that was something that, like, in real life might come up and might be something that you come to a head about at some point, and you either decide, like, this is something that we can work through and come to terms, or it is a deal breaker. And both situations are okay, but to pretend that, like, politics and religion and worldview don't matter when you're looking for someone seems really weird. And that's always been something that's bothered me about the Bachelor franchise. And I found that to be a real difference in Coupled.
Yeah, I wish they did it more. I wish they focused more on the politics and the religious conversation, because there was a lot of it.
Was even shown.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Like, we had a lot of Catholic beliefs and a lot of virgins and a lot of...
It seemed like a super diverse group of people.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. But I feel like it wasn't really shown.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a little bit of it discussed more, like, directly to the camera, I feel like, but not so much shown discussed within the group, which was because whenever things were discussed within the group, that was kind of my favorite part, because it made it feel like a very sort of lively, almost like scripted show, but just in because it was so everyone was so well spoken and thoughtful and funny. And that's something we don't see on a lot of reality shows, is just a lot of, like, really smart, cool
smart
people having good conversations. And that's
something
that
Couple because
gave
it's
us.
Boring.
I didn't think it was boring.
Yeah, I liked it.
We
you
like
know what we should have is a TV show of smart people having conversations. I'm pitching it.
I guess that's why we have podcasts.
Yeah. So how do you guys feel about Coupled being canceled?
I'm kind of sad about it. You know, I enjoyed doing it more than I thought I would. I feel kind of bad for the producer of the show, because I think it was well done. It was a beautiful show, and I think the cast was great. But I don't think that, like, I knew, like, while we were filming it, you can realize there just wasn't enough drama. Like, it wasn't highly dramatic. Like, you look at Paradise, and, like, every episode, every minute, there is someone going behind someone's back. Someone's like, it's the same formula. You go on a date, you make out with the person, you come back.
You make out with someone else.
You make out, yeah. You question who you're with. And then all of a sudden, someone new comes by, and guess what? They're going to steal your girl, right? And coupled.
Isn't that what you did?
Yeah, seriously, you guys had some of the only drama.
Yeah,
and so you really did.
That's
your
what
part.
I was thinking. I was like midway through the show, and I'm thinking, how do they even have a TV show out of this? Like, the only thing that's happened is the Ben and I switch, and I'm thinking, like, all right, maybe like other people have stuff going on that I don't know about.
And,
but
and we got berated in Twitter. Like,
watching Bachelor in Paradise last night. It was granted, honestly, the first time I've ever seen it. but I was thinking how much people hated that I broke up with Taylor and started dating Ben on the show when I'm watching all of these characters on Bachelor in Paradise
it's incestuous,
you know? And I'm thinking, like, why is it not a problem?
I used incestuous to refer to that once, and everyone was like, they're not related. And I was like, guys,
relax.
I know they're not related. No, it is very, that's the whole point of the show.
I think that's the whole point of dating, too. It's like, yeah. I kind of felt like what I was doing was normal. Like, if I was here in New York City, I meet one guy, okay, we're dating, and then maybe I happen to meet someone else that I like more, you know, and that's just life.
And
you
then
know?
On a show like this, often people say, oh, well, but, like, you wouldn't date a guy's roommate, but, like, that's the point of the show
is that
you're all dating. But, I mean, and maybe you would if you liked that guy enough,
well, that's good
the situation
know.
Was right. if you meet Ben's roommate and he's right. Like, really hot, you know,
that's right.
Good thing. Leave your options
open. Yeah, good thing I leave alone, right?
Yeah.
But like on a show like Coupled or Bachelor in Paradise, if you all showed up and then the first day you were like, well, all these dudes are roommates now and we're all roommates, so none of us can date anyone that anyone else here has dated even once, then there would then be would no be show.
Well, that's what I found to be such an issue. Okay, so like all of the girls start in this place called the Bungalows, and you know, it's kind of like a sorority house there. All the girls are bonding and stuff, and you form connections with these girls, but then the guys come and you're like, oh, well, she likes him, so I should back off. But like, no, you're there for yourself. This is a dating show. You know, you're like trying to find love, and you don't do that by finding friends. You know, if I wanted to find a friend, I'd go on a show called Friended or something. But like, I was trying to get coupled, and I wasn't going to let, you know, what one or a few of the other girls felt about one of those guys get in the way. You know, it's like, if I felt a connection and he felt mutually about it, then why not explore it? You know, and it's like, you're kind of doing them a favor in a way. If that guy doesn't feel anything for them, then like, why pursue it?
Yeah. And that clearly worked out for you guys. So. Mazel tov.
Before going on Coupled, had either of you watched the Bachelor franchise at all?
Not a single
episode. I
had
never seen it. Wow. The first time I actually saw The Bachelor was my last day filming Coupled. So it was kind of like we were all on ice, which means that you can't speak to anyone. It was basically like our helicopter scene day, and nobody was allowed to speak. So they would separate the girls and the guys, and Alex from the show, she was going crazy. She needed to know what was going on with The Bachelor, Ben season. And so one of the producers, she was like freaking out, like, oh my God, like, is Amanda still there? Like, whatever. So one of the producers got their laptop, and we were all sitting in one of the villa rooms watching The Bachelor. And this is the first time I'm seeing it kind of while we're filming a similar show. And I'm thinking like, I'm like, I see her mic pack, you know, like stupid things like that. But it was my first experience watching it. And I don't know, it kind of made me realize that we were actually filming a reality TV show for the first time. I don't know.
You're like, wait, we're making something.
Yeah, right. People are going to see this.
On the 30th day of filming.
I finally realized, I'm like, this is what we're doing. We're not just on vacation.
Yeah, that's something that I always think about when people on the show say that they've never watched it before. And I'm like, I feel like there is a different level of awareness about what people are going to see of what they're doing.
I feel like I should have watched it before I went on it. So I was like a little bit more aware, you know?
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, I think everyone on Coupled actually came off so well. It was,
yeah,
that was maybe the problem with Coupled. They didn't, right. They didn't cast any
I know.
Balance.
Every time there was conflict, it would like work itself out in a really natural way.
You're like, come on. Like
the big conflict, I guess, was Alicia and Alex. At the end, and
even that, like, compared to what we see happening on
it was like
Bachelor.
Nothing.
I really don't. I don't even know how they made three episodes out of that.
Well, and so I guess the conflict that is playing out now that's a little bit similar is Ashley, I, and Kayla.
It's really funny, actually, because Alex, she's one of my good friends to this day, and you know, she calls me and she's like, oh my god, the same exact thing that happened with me and Alicia is going on Bachelor in Paradise right now. She's like, I'm Ashley and she's Kayla.
That's crazy. It's not even close.
I don't think
yeah,
it's
I don't
really
think it's
the
quite
same.
The same thing.
I but, don't think it's the same.
But I do think
that the level of conflict is similar. In the way that it's like, why are they both so upset?
Well, Alex's whole point was, we have the same ugly cry.
true. Also, like, both kind of darlings, I think, of the viewers.
Yes.
I think a Coupled was the Alex show. Right? I mean,
she's good on TV.
She really is.
With a little media training, I think she'd be really, really entertaining. She's really cool.
She's so entertaining.
She's so entertaining. She's
work
entertaining.
Professionally in media.
Well, no, she's on the radio.
That was like a little shade right there.
You know what? It was actually a compliment.
Well, you know what? She's amazing on the radio. She's amazing in real life. And I think she would do even better on TV. That's my opinion.
Yeah. But, like, maybe she just needs to work on the ugly cry.
Well, hopefully.
Amp it up a little.
Yeah, hopefully when she ever makes it.
That's her trademark now.
Well, hopefully if she ever makes it to real TV, like, she's not crying on TV, right?
I mean, Ashley made it her thing, you know. That can be a whole
be
career
her,
now.
Her brand.
Is ugly crying.
Whether or not she meant to do that or not, I don't know, but.
Now, Ashley does it on purpose now. She does it on after shows. She does it, like, before anything even happens. So that can be your whole... I mean, what do you guys think about Ashley versus Kayla?
So I actually like Ashley, but I think it's because it's entertaining. You know, I think Kayla is very robotic and maybe not as genuine as she actually does appear to be. Like, she kind of seems like the sweet girl who actually does care about Ashley feeling upset, and she's like, okay, maybe you should go talk to her, you know, and stuff. But I think it's all an act. And it also just reminds me of some of the girls I was on the show with that really wouldn't let them their true selves out because of, you know, like, my family's watching this, or, you know, like, what about my job at home, you know? So it's like, maybe Kayla would be perfectly fine on a booze cruise in real life, but on TV, she's like, no, I have to be a nice girl, you know? So I don't know. It's hard to say, like, who anyone really is on a reality TV show, you know? Like,
yeah,
leaving the show, I had doubts about Ben. I was like, I don't know if this was real, you know? Like, we're on a reality TV show. Like, who knows, you know? Like, who knows what's going to happen? So you can't really say anyone is genuine or not genuine, or it's a TV show, and, you know, we don't know who these people are in real life. And
yeah,
I think that's why it's hard to watch someone get piled on then for not being genuine enough, because it just seems like exactly what you're saying. Like, how can you really, how do you really qualify that to begin with? So before we wrap up, do you guys have any other last thoughts on Coupled, Bachelor, your guys' experiences? Obviously, you're still together, so...
Unless you have an announcement you'd like to make right now.
So that worked out really well for you guys. How are things going? You don't live in the same city, right?
No, we don't. So it's difficult. We see each other...
Probably once a month, but for, like, when we see each other, it's, like, for 5 to 8 days in a row.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really
good. Fun things together. We go on little trips. This weekend we went camping on the Delaware River, which Ooh. I loved. Ben got eaten alive by mosquitoes. He was not as much as a happy camper as I was, but it was fun. Yeah.
It's complicated, right? Like the way that we met is kind of magical. You know, we have this huge production that we can, like, if we work out, if we make it. Yeah, we can look back and say, wow, this is kind of how we met. And now we're just trying to figure out how two people that wouldn't normally have ever met each other can see if they can make it work.
We also have very little in common. Like, we do. But I don't necessarily think that, you know, we two people have to share all the same values or, you know, beliefs as one another to make it work, you know, like... I loved going camping. It's not for him, but he compromised, you know, and he came and he fucking loved it.
The things we do for love, right? You know,
it's still so new too. You know, it's like we spent a month and a half together in fantasy land, and you know, it's kind of like, how much of that is real? I came home and I was like, do I really like him? I don't know. I had a flight to Chicago and I got nervous, so I missed my flight.
Wow, it's like a redo of the ending of Couple. It's like, oh no, she's not coming down the stairs.
Yeah,
it's like kind of like, you ever have a relationship on vacation? Like a vacation girlfriend or boyfriend.
Like a summer fling that you met on vacation, that it's like it started on a Tuesday and ended on a Thursday kind of thing.
Well, it got super
intense. I'm not smooth enough to have ever had one of those, but yes.
It started off like that for like 25 days in a row, and then it was like, it wasn't real. It was real. It was reality. But and then we got to figure out if it worked in the real world.
Right, it's a very particular setting,
and that's what we're trying to figure out now is how do we work in the real world.
It was really great having you guys on.
Thank you so much for like diving into all of this stuff with us.
Yeah, of course. I feel so much more knowledgeable about Bachelor now.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
We have to take a little break, but when we come back, you'll finally hear from Jared, the man who launched 1,000 mascara tears about the other side of paradise. Spoiler alert, it was sometimes pretty hellish, and yes, Ashley had a little something to do with it.
And we're back. We were so happy to have the opportunity to chat with Jared about his experience on Paradise this season, now that he and all of us have had a chance to reflect on his crazy love triangle, in which, to refresh your memory, his ex and good friend Ashley turned up and revealed she still had feelings for him, and also she thought his new love interest, Kayla, was a backstabbing bitch.
Our conversation revealed a man who, as you might expect, is very thoughtful, even-keeled, and kind, but who clearly had some things to unburden himself about this season. Take a listen.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So we wanted to start out by asking the obvious question.
Which is, are you relieved to finally not have your face on TV every Monday and Tuesday night?
Yes. it's stressful watching the show back. I wish I could have more fun with it, but, you know, you go through the experiences and all these, you know, emotions are very real. And every time you watch it back, you kind of relive everything that you went through while you were there. And so it does cause a lot of stress and difficulty. So, yeah, to say I'm relieved to not see my face every Monday and Tuesday, I think might be an understatement.
Yeah, we can imagine that might be a little bit tough.
So would you say that watching the season as it aired was, on balance, a pretty difficult experience?
I would say, I think it was a lot of different things. I think it was difficult. I also think I'm very lucky to have the opportunity to go through an experience like that. I think it's also a lot of fun watching it back because there's a lot of wonderful moments that I got to experience while there. And I made a lot of great friends. And so kind of reliving some of those moments, some of those lighthearted moments that I maybe had with Nick or Vinny, or even, you know, Kayla and Ashley at times, Emily, those are the moments that I look forward to watching the most. But there's also obviously a lot of stressful moments and far more emotionally invested times in Paradise where it's far much more difficult to watch back.
Yeah, I mean, somehow two seasons in a row, you've sort of found yourself at the center of some emotional drama. Do you feel like what viewers saw this season was an accurate representation of what went down while you were there? We obviously know that so much footage just gets left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a hard question to answer in all honesty. I think, while watching the show back, I think the way that it's shown is they attempt to get the overall feel of what happened while you were there. A lot of people say, that the editing process can make people look a certain way. And I don't really necessarily believe that. I think obviously, of course, there are things that are, blown out of proportion and very dramatic interpretations of what happened. Like Ashley wasn't always crying right behind Kayla and myself anytime we're having a conversation. So those are some of the things, obviously. But, I do think that they try to get the overall feel of what exactly happened. But, it's hard because while you're there, it's very real. It's very emotional. But, obviously they're, it's a reality television show as well. So I'd be lying to say that, there aren't things that happen while you're there that are very frustrating.
Yeah, obviously. You're in this sort of locked box situation with a bunch of producers in your ear. So,
yeah. Is there anything in particular that you look back on that happened during Paradise that you felt really frustrated by at the time or in retrospect?
I think obviously I was frustrated by a lot of things. Ashley, I think her approach coming into Paradise was something that was very frustrating towards me, because I think one of the things that just a lot of people don't understand is that Ashley and myself do have this very strong friendship. And I think it was formed over the past year of really understanding one another. And I think that's difficult not being shown, not having shown the type of relationship that Ashley and myself have. And so I guess I was most frustrated by her approach coming into Paradise, because if I had any idea that Ashley was coming into Paradise, even if it was a small percentage, to either be with me or get over me, I would never have gone to Paradise. So I think that was one of the things I was most frustrated by.
Oh, wow. So you really had no idea that she would be there.
So, I had an idea. So, when I first got the phone call about the possibility of me coming back to Paradise, I was interested, but I didn't think I was going to go, because I really had no desire going to Paradise halfway through, because I've seen how difficult it is to really try to form a connection when you come in late, when there's already been an establishment there for a couple weeks. And so, obviously one of the people that I wanted their blessings for even just considering going to Paradise was Ashley, because even though we're just friends, it's far different dating somebody back home than it is dating somebody on national television. So I knew obviously Ashley would have to watch that. And I know that, might be awkward or difficult for her. And so I think when we first started talking about it, and she was, I think one of her biggest hesitations about me going on was that she couldn't bear this, she obviously knows that I'm dating and hopefully at one point in my life is going to find someone to fall in love with, but she just didn't want to watch the process of that happening and me going on Paradise. She would have to actually physically watch that. And then, we talked a lot about it, and then she obviously got a phone call about the possibility of her going on. And so she was more understanding, you know, the more we talked and we both decided that we need to make, you know, this decision individually, and that if we went, we would, you know, we were very much aware that we would be going for other people. And I knew that she had an interest in Wells, and I had mentioned Kayla to her. And so, you know, and then she, it's actually kind of funny, because she would told me that she wasn't going, because, you know, she told me that she wasn't going, so it would give me an opportunity to try to form a connection with somebody without this cloud looming over me of Ashley coming and possibly causing any type of drama, which in all honesty, I wasn't really that concerned with at the time. Even if Ashley was going to come, I wasn't that concerned about drama ensuing, because we talked about us going to Paradise. We knew we were going to date other people, and she seemed fine with it, and I was fine with it, and I honestly thought everything was just going to be okay. And I remember even talking to Nick while in Paradise, because Nick is, you know, really good friends with all of us, and he knew Ashley was coming. And he told me, he said, listen, don't be nervous about Ashley coming. Like, the only way this becomes something is if you make it something. Because Ashley's coming knowing she's dating other people. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm fine. This would be great. And then, of course, Ashley got there and found out Kayla went and kind of lost her mind.
Right. It didn't exactly end up drama-free, unfortunately, for all three of you. It seemed like a pretty tough experience.
Yeah.
And since Paradise has been airing, Ashley has spoken up quite a lot about what went on between you, herself, and Kayla. But you seem to have mostly stayed out of the media fray. Why is that?
You know, I think it's difficult talking about what happened in Paradise while the rest of the world is seeing what was happening, to a certain extent, obviously, because like we talked about, there's a lot of things that aren't shown, and there are a lot of things that were said that don't make the TV edit. And so people see a very shortened, blown out of proportion, dramatic version of what actually happened. So it's hard to, for me personally, to really try to articulate how I felt during a certain time when people don't know exactly what was happening. And so I guess that's why I kind of stay out of the media frenzy for a while, especially while it's airing, because I am so attached to what happened in Paradise. And even though it was, you know, 2 months prior and I had moved on to a certain extent, watching it just makes you relive all those emotions that you went through, and makes you, it kind of just puts you right back where you were in Paradise. And so it's very difficult to talk about. And so I think that's why I decided to maybe just, you know, let Kayla and let Ashley talk about how they felt and what was happening. And, you know, when the time comes, I'll be more than happy to speak my mind.
It seems like you and Ashley are still pretty close. Is that true? And how are you and Kayla now?
Yeah, Ashley and myself are still friends. I think while the show was airing, I had a lot of, you know, obviously in Paradise, I was very frustrated towards a lot of things Ashley's, you know, Ashley said and did, and like I discussed her approach and her, you know, unwillingness to try to, you know, move past myself until Wells came, obviously. And so, I mean, it's hard because people don't get to see that. People don't get to see the conversations that I have with my friends about what was happening in Paradise and then after Paradise. And so it was a very troubling time for a while between Ashley and myself. And I had a lot of frustrations towards her, and she had frustrations towards me. And, you know, we had a lot of very difficult and long and hard conversations. And, but, you know, we kind of talked through everything, and I'm still friends with Ashley. I still think that she is a very kind person who is very emotional and over the top and dramatic. But I do think that a lot of the things that she tries to do are with the best intentions. I just think while in Paradise, she, you know, went too far. that's pretty much what it is. And Kayla and myself are still friends. And so, you know, I think with Kayla and myself, once we left the show, I think honestly, there was so much that happened in Paradise that it was very difficult to move past. And I think we were for a while. And even after the show, I think we had a lot of difficult times. There were some nights where it was causing us so much stress to be together in terms of some of the conversations we had to have and some of the things that occurred, that, you know, it just, we didn't have a strong enough foundation to kind of hold all the weight that was coming down upon us. And that's what really happened. And Kayla and myself are still friends though.
Yeah. I mean, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I think all, you know, you've both been incredibly kind and diplomatic about each other, which is really nice to hear. It's almost watching it back and trying to think about the situation you guys were put in. It almost feels as though you were put in a situation in which anyone would have had a really difficult time building a strong foundation for a relationship. There wasn't really the space for you two to kind of explore that without the interference of a lot of other forces.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that we just were unable to build any type of foundation in Paradise. And it was difficult because, I think Ashley, like I said before, was way too dramatic in Paradise and overly emotional. And those are the things that I'm really frustrated at. But, as I mentioned on After Paradise, I'd be lying to say if she was the only one coming up to me while in Paradise telling me, listen, you know, we don't think Kayla is really into you. So just, you know, don't invest too much into her. And, I obviously listened to my friends and wanted to take their advice. But I also really liked Kayla and I wanted to just go after Kayla. And so that's what I pretty much did. And, whether it worked out or didn't work out, Kayla was the girl that I still wanted to go after. And, no matter what happened, I'm glad I did because I took a chance and, I'm proud of myself for doing that.
Yeah, that's kind of the name of the game. And that's what Ashley did last season.
And that's also what dating is.
Yeah. And sometimes you just have to go for it. And I know, you know, that you and Ashley are still close. So we're not trying to get you to, spill a bunch of nasty dirt or anything. But just to be clear. But I'm curious because you mentioned that you told her that you were interested in Kayla and she mentioned on the show quite a few times that she asked Kayla as a friend not to go out with you. Did you know beforehand that she had had that conversation with Kayla?
No, I did not. And so that's one of the things that really was difficult hearing in Paradise. Like you said, I think that the three of us were really, I think it was the worst situation that could have possibly happened. Because it was just a collective storm of horribleness. Because I didn't know that, obviously. And so when Ashley came in, and Nick was on the date, and so she pulled me aside just to try to get, like, caught up on everything that was happening while she was gone. Excuse me. And, I was very open, and I said, this happened, that happened. Kayla came in yesterday. She asked me on the date. We had a good time. And then when I said that, I could see Ashley's face start to boil almost. And then I started thinking in my head, I immediately thought to myself, no way this is happening. Like, we talked about us going to Paradise, dating other people. I have no idea why she'd be upset in any way, shape, and form. And so I said, listen, why don't you talk to the girls? Because that's always the best way. Like, anytime a guy comes in, the guys will kind of huddle up and talk to each other. And the guy will be like, all right, what connections have been made? And we'll kind of talk through things. And then when a girl comes in, the girls do the same thing. So I told Ashley, listen, I kind of caught you up on speed. What happened? Why don't you talk to the girls, figure out something, who you can take on the date, and then we'll catch up later. And so I left. And then like an hour and a half goes by and still we don't see the girls. I'm like, what's going on? And so finally, I think it was Amanda that walked up the stairs, Amanda and somebody else. And we said, hey, what's going on? Where is everybody? She was like, oh, Ashley's crying. And I said, Ashley's crying. Why is Ashley crying? And she's like, I'm not sure, in all honesty. And so I went downstairs and I saw Ashley on the daybed. And so I sat next to her and she's crying, and asking her, what is the matter? Why are you so upset? And then she obviously said, listen, like, you know, a week ago I was talking to Kayla and she said she wasn't coming to Paradise and she said she would never take you on a date. I said, well, how did that topic come up? Why was I even brought up? And she was like, we were just talking about who you'd be interested in. I thought that she might be interested in you. And so I said, like, oh, would you ever go on a date with Jared? And she said, never. And so I think Ashley just felt really surprised that Kayla was even there, one, and two, that she went on a date with me. And she felt, quote, you know, like she said on air, backstabbed by a friend because Kayla had told her one thing a week later and then obviously did another. But at the same time, that was one of my frustrations towards Ashley, is that Ashley had no right to ask or even allude to the fact of Kayla, please don't take Jared on a date, because that's not Ashley's place. Ashley is my friend. And if Kayla wanted to take me on a date, I'm not saying she did. I'm saying that we did go on a date, and that's not Ashley's place to decide who I can go on dates with and who I cannot go on dates with.
That makes complete sense. And since the show has aired, both Ashley and Kayla have talked a bit about how they've kind of learned and grown from their experiences on Paradise this season. Do you feel like you've taken any lessons away from the show?
Yeah.
Don't date on reality TV.
That's an acceptable lesson.
No, I think anytime you go through these experiences, you do learn a lot about yourself, and you are able to grow from some of the things that not only learned you, you know, not only that you learned about yourself, but the environments that you were put in, the situations that you had to deal with, the decisions that you had to make. I think you do grow as a human being from this experience. And, you know, those are things that I always take away from having the opportunity to go on The Bachelorette and Paradise twice. I think this was definitely the most stressful season that I've had to endure through, just because I think I was frustrated at everybody. In all honesty, like I just said, I was frustrated at Ashley because of her approach coming into Paradise, but I was also frustrated towards Kayla, because why would you tell Ashley a week beforehand that you would never take me on a date and then take me on the date? And so I think I was just kind of upset at everything at that point. And so I think one thing I've learned through this third season is to stick to my convictions and to trust my gut. And yeah, I would say that's what I've learned the most.
I think that's a good lesson coming out of Paradise.
Yeah.
I think it's something a lot of people need to learn before they go on reality TV, or after.
Or just in life.
Yeah, or in life. You know, going back to The Bachelorette, so we haven't had you on the show before. So we have to ask, how did you end up on The Bachelorette to begin with and start this whole crazy journey?
So actually, my good friend, Crystal, she nominated me. So it was, I forget, you know, a couple years ago. It was the summer before The Bachelorette. And so we were out one night. And I was kind of going through this time where I was not on and off with this particular girl, but I really liked this particular girl. She wasn't reciprocating that much. And we were out one night and I was just kind of talking about it. And without even telling me, she went online and just signed me up for The Bachelor. She always told me I should sign up, and I never saw myself as a bachelor type. You know, I'm not 6'4". You know, or 220, you know, I'm just kind of a normal guy. So I never watched the show, and it never even crossed my mind to be a participant on the show. So she signed me up one night, and then I got a call a few months later from an LA area code. And I don't know anybody who'd call me from LA. And so I just let it go to voicemail. And then
you're like, what's this random spam call coming in?
Yeah, I was working, and I saw, you know, I forget the area code now, but. And I was like, oh, I don't know who this is. So I just let it go to voicemail. And then I checked my phone a few minutes later, and my friend Crystal was blowing up my phone with text messages saying, The Bachelor is trying to reach you. I signed you up. It's a long story. Just call them back.
And wow, I said, they okay. really wanted to talk to you, like, immediately.
apparently they called Crystal because she gave her number too and said, we tried to call your friend Jared, the guy you signed up, but he's not picking up. And so I called them back, obviously. And they said, you know, this is ABC Bachelorette, and we're looking for Jared. We're trying to get to know you a little bit better. Would you want to go through this casting process? And I said, sure, why not? I'm not going to get on the show, but, like, it's a pretty cool experience just to say, yeah, you know, I was considered to go on The Bachelor. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
I guess, right? And so step by step, you know, after, like, going through this casting process, for months, they finally called me and said, listen, we want you on the show. We want to send you an agreement. And then, of course, you have to make the decision of whether you want to go on a reality television show or not. Because that's obviously a very big decision. And then talking to my friends and family, they all agreed. You'd be an idiot not to take this chance and go on it and see what happens. Because they had faith, and I'm very lucky to have a great support system, and they had faith of me sticking to my character and sticking with my gut and trying to represent myself the best way I could. And I got really lucky because I had an awesome bachelorette, and I had a lot of great guys surround myself that honestly made me a better person. And so I was super lucky.
Yeah, I mean, we loved that season.
Yeah.
You got to spend a lot of time in Ireland.
So much time.
Yeah.
So many sweaters.
Ireland was incredible. Never got to go there before. It's funny because Sean Booth is, he's Irish too. So him and I would always like cheers our Guinness glasses and be like, to the homeland. I just got super lucky. You know, I mean, the guys on that season, just the greatest men you'll ever meet, with Sean and Ben H and Ben Z and Nick and, Cupcake and Tanner and JJ, just, I feel bad calling them Cupcake. Chris Strandberg.
Well, people know who you mean when you say Cupcake, and if you say Chris, they would not
have any idea.
That's the sad thing.
I know, but he's the sweetest guy you'll ever meet. No pun intended there.
But I'm bunch.
But yeah, so I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better group of guys. So super lucky. Got to go to Ireland. It was a pretty crazy, crazy experience.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like I assume it was kind of life changing. All of a sudden, you're this public figure. That's got to be weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. I remember, when our names first got released, because I live in Rhode Island, so the Providence Journal posted on their website my ABC official picture. And said if anybody, like, I was on the FBI's most wanted list. It was like, if anybody knows anything about this man, please, like, email dot dot dot. His name is Jared. He's 26 and he lives in Rhode Island. And I was like, that is the scariest thing I've ever seen. Because it's just weird having, you know, people, like, having somebody post a picture of you and saying, if you know anything about him, please let me know. That's a very intimidating thing. And so, and just having, especially on The Bachelorette, like just for the first time going through it, having so many people talk about you, it's, you know, and you have no participation in the conversation at all. It's just a very weird experience that I've been lucky enough to kind of acclimate to now and not really indulge in anything. So.
Yeah, at a certain point, you have to be able to tune it out. For example, I no longer read our iTunes reviews. I'm kidding. I read them all. So will we be seeing you on any Bachelor shows again, or are you definitely hanging up your roses at this
point? Yeah, I think I'm hanging up the roses. I mean, I wouldn't go back to Paradise. You know, I thought, you know, I had a great chance this past summer to really find a connection again. I was there the first day for the second year in a row, which I was extremely grateful for. And, you know, it just didn't work out. And so Paradise didn't go as smoothly as I would hope this past time. But, you know, what's done is done. And so I think I'm hanging up the roses.
That seems fair. And it does seem like you've, you know, taken away some really strong friendships from this whole franchise, including Nick, who is now the new Bachelor. How does that feel?
That's awesome. I don't think I could be more excited about somebody being Bachelor, except for myself. he's a good man, and you know, he's a good friend. And I mean, I was there at the announcement, which was crazy because he didn't tell anybody. And so we were just standing there, and Michelle on the After Paradise show was like, "Here's our new Bachelor." And so, you know, I'm standing next to like Kayla, Wells, and Ashley. We all kind of turn around just expecting Luke to walk through the door. And then here comes Nick.
And oh, my God.
I remember thinking to myself, where am I? Wait, this is a prank. Because they did the same thing last year where right before they announced Ben as the Bachelor, they had Nick sitting down on the couch. And then they were thinking,
you're not the Bachelor, are you? And he was like, no.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking they wouldn't do that 2 years in a row, would they? That's so weird. And so then he sat down and started answering questions about what it's going to be like on his season. And then it started to sink in. And I was like, holy hell, Nick V is going to be the new Bachelor. And I couldn't be more excited. He's a good friend. I've been lucky enough to get to know him pretty well over the past couple of years. And I said this in Paradise too. I enjoy the friendship that we have because I think Nick and I myself are very different. But I actually enjoy that because I think that we have great conversations and we're just, I think like we're on different spectrums. And so I like that we meet in the middle a lot of the times, anytime we hang out. And he is truly looking for somebody. And I'm super excited to see the girls that come out for his season because he, as we've seen in the past, you know, his type is, you know, kind of big personality and somebody that, you know, a girl that's, you know, isn't afraid to give it back a little bit. And we've seen that with Andy and Caitlin. So I'm excited to see what type of girls come out from Nick this season. I think he's going to be a great Bachelor and he's going to be entertaining. And should be fun. So I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, I totally agree.
We're really pumped for Nick as the Bachelor.
We're excited to see the women who get cast. I think it's going to be a good slate.
And I think they're going to be really excited once they finally meet Nick. He, like, in person, he's got this very, like, he just, like, I don't know, he's got this swag about him. I think they're going to be very happy with the Bachelor choice.
Yeah, we've been lucky enough to meet Nick a couple times for the podcast, and we hopefully someday you'll come back in person to recap with us next season.
We
can meet you as well.
But yeah, we would love to have you on the show again.
He's a delightful presence. and you've been delightful over the phone, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us about your Paradise experience with us today.
Yeah, we really, really appreciate it. And this has been great. And we do genuinely hope that you come back in person next season to talk all about Nick and you don't have to talk about yourself at all.
That would be
unless you
wonderful.
Want to.
Yeah, I would love that.
You can talk about why it should have been you, and that'll be fun.
No. They picked the right guy. And it's going to be awesome.
Well, thanks so much, Jared.
All right. Thank you so much, Liz.
And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our guests, Jared Haben, Ben Rosenfield, and Lisa Rotundi, and of course, our producer, Nick Offenberg.
As always, please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. It helps us climb the iTunes chart so other people can find the show. We're also on Facebook, so please like us for random, fun Bachelor updates. You can also find us on Twitter. I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
And I'm at Emily Rose. Or you can send us an email, even in the off-season, at heretomakefriends@huffingtonpost.com.
Thanks for listening to our bonus episode. Remember to subscribe and leave a candle burning in the window. We'll be back before you know it.